This episode of Phone Bill is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
Hey there, you've reached Phone Bill on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So sorry we can't take your call right now, but please leave a message after the beep.
At the tone, please record your message. When you are finished, press pound.
Hey, this is Mikey.
Hey, this is Amin.
This is Jenny, and we are IMUR, and you're listening to Phone Bill on CITR 101.9 FM. We'd like to acknowledge that we are broadcasting on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Coast Salish people, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam Nations.
So, hey, this is Mikey, and the two songs that I chose for Phone Bill are Flying Lotus, the song Camel by Flying Lotus, off of his debut record, Los Angeles, and the track Oh Wow Swerve from the album Dreamville. I picked Camel because it's my favorite song off of Los Angeles, and Los Angeles came out in 2008, and that was right around the time that I started experimenting with electronic music, and it was an album that gave me permission to not pay attention to the rules that had been instilled into me through my pop sensibilities. It was something that really excited me and pushed me outside of a comfort zone, and I had never been made to feel so uncomfortable by electronic music before. It was very inspiring and made me want to figure out how to break all the rules that I had built up in my head from being raised on artists like Destiny's Child and Britney Spears and Missy Elliott. So yeah, it was a very important record for me, and it played heavily into how Jenny and I approached the first bit of IMUR. Oh Wow Swerve from the Dreamville record was a song that I played on repeat on a solo trip to Mexico City in 2019, and I was just obsessed with every one of the productions on this record and did my best to learn as much as I could from them. And the drum programming, eerie style and soul from the Dreamville record was something I was definitely trying to emulate on My Molecules. So the batch of beats that I had made while I was in Mexico, a lot of them made their way onto My Molecules, and they were heavily, heavily influenced by Dreamville.
You.
broke the neck, bro. Kablah.
Yeah, Kablah, yeah.
Oh, the, oh wow.
That's the, shit. That's the part. Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
I'm proud.
Let's try it.
Okay.
Kablah.
Oh wow. Oh wow. Oh, she had a big old ass. I'm proud. I got a whole lot of cash.
How you scared to die, nigga? Don't believe that lie. I think that everybody happy dead. Hell is a fabricated figment of imagination. I done seen worse for real. Right there off yakking behind gas station. Cambridge arms, apartments where the girls get damaged young from overexposure to the vultures that prey on them like pastors is supposed to. If they wasn't so concerned about the tags that's on their clothes, but guess that's how it goes. Fuck it, what do I know? Ain't been to services. Jim Jones has something with hope. I document my life with rap beefs, love songs, favorite albums, and years that my niggas got blood on they sneakers from bodies they might have caught. I don't judge, knowing I'm just knowing. At night when they get quiet, that shit can fuck with them. And if it don't right now, it's gonna catch up to them. Guilt heavy as a cloud in a thunderstorm. My niggas blowing loud like an elephant. It's helping them to cope. I don't do nothing if it don't make something. Make a dollar, make me wonder, make me prouder, make me calmer, make me better. I ain't no killer, don't make me have to, nigga. You want my spot? Well, maybe after, nigga. So active on the radio, I'm radioactive, nigga. That's a bar, I had to give it to him. Never slouching, not even on couches in the living room. And I feel like the world is ending soon. Is the ending good or bad? Well, that's depending on you. And if you wake up in time, I know it's better to be sleep. That's why we hate the alarm. I feel you.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. She had a big old ass.
This is Amin, and my two tracks are Unfaith, which is a single by Ikali, and Recurring by Bonobo, which is off of his Animal Magic album. Unfaith is a more recent song for me musically, and I remember hearing it for the first time and just being utterly blown away by the production, in particular the percussion and the drum programming, but also how melodic and vibey all of the instrumentals were. And so to kind of fuse the really heavy hitting drums and almost EDM sometimes styled percussion in a really tasteful way with really melodic groovy music that was danceable was just something that was new to me at the time. So I quite literally studied that track day in and day out for a long time, and it influenced some of the productions that made it on the most recent album. And then for Bonobo Recurring, that track, I can literally trace a line from hearing that track for the first time at my first festival, Shambhala, 2009, to today, and where I am in this group and where I am musically. That was the first time that I had heard electronic music that I liked. And it made me realize how much soul and groove and instrumentation could be included in electronic music. And so I kind of realized that I was taking electronic music as like a misnomer. And then it just launched like a love affair with Bonobo. Simon Green, yeah.
Because it doesn't just have to be robots fighting dinosaurs all the time.
It's literally what it was. I mean, especially considering all the other music at Shambhala is robots fighting Transformers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, have a listen.
Thank you. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthasiakuya, Talit, Sin, Homasque, Mustayo.
Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyberweb? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives: news, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you are now rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rails, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
Hey, you're back listening to Phone Bell on CITR. This is Jenny Lee from IMUR.
Booyakasha.
Those were great picks from my bandmates, Mikey and Amin. My first, my two picks are None of Your Business by Salt and Pepper. Bit of a throwback. And we've got the new wave, Nada with Are You Dumb. So I picked Salt and Pepper. Very Necessary 1993 was the first album that I ever owned. As a kid, and I was obsessed with the tone and the content of the album. None of Your Business is a in-your-face, owning your sexuality from the female perspective. And hearing that used in an autonomous way through music was something that was not common in that era. Still to this day, a lot of times sexuality is only sold to us through pop stars rather than it being owned by themselves. And I think that this has been really always a huge influence in my writing, not just when it comes to sexuality, but to be honest, any taboo subjects that maybe we're not supposed to be talking about or writing about, especially as women. And so having such bold artists who have kind of paved that way for me, I would like to throw back to this and show some respect. With Nada, with the New Wave, that is my new five-piece local girl group, all in-house produced, recorded, written, hip-hop and R&B, also very much inspired by that 90s R&B. So the track is called Are You Dumb? It's about men being dumb. So I hope you enjoy my selection.
Nothing to do, then worry about my friends. Check it. I can't do nothing, girl, without somebody bugging. I used to think that it was me, but now I see it wasn't. They told me to change and call me names, and so I popped one. Opinions are like assholes, and everybody's got one. I never poke my nose where I'm not supposed to. Believe me, if it's something that I want, I'm stepping closer. I'm not one for playing high pole like the Hossa did in 90210 type of hoe. I treat a man like he treats me. The difference between a hooker and a hoe ain't nothing but a feat. So hold your tongue tightly. You're popping all that mess, only the stress and the spite me. Now you could get with that or you could get with this, but I don't give a shit, cause really it's none of your business.
1993, S&P, packing and macking, bamboozling and smacking suckers with this tracking. Throw the beat back in.
any rules am I to break before you understand that your double standards don't mean shit to me? I know exactly what you say when I turn and walk away, but that's okay, cause I don't let it get to me. Now every move I make, somebody's clocking, so ask me nothing, will you just leave me alone? Never mind who's the guy that I took home to bone.
Okay, Miss Thing never giving up skins. If you don't like him or his friends, what about that Benz? Your pet pep's got an ill rep with all that macaroni trap for rap, you better step. Or better yet, get your head checked, cause I refuse to be played like a fitness and trick deck of cards. No, I ain't hard like the bitches on a boulevard. My face ain't scarred and I don't dance in bars. You can call me a tramp if you want to, but I remember the punk who just humped and dumped you. Or you can front if you have to, but everybody gets horny just like you. So, yo, so, yo, ho, check it, double deck it, on a regular butt naked. Pep's ass gets respected, miss, but it's none of your business.
If I wanna take a guy home with me tonight,
it's none of your business.
And if she wanna be a freaking, sell it on a weekend,
it's none of your business.
Now you shouldn't even get into who I'm giving skins to,
it's none of your business.
So don't try to change my mind, I tell you one more time,
it's none of your business.
So, the moral of this story is, who are you to judge? There's only one true judge, and that's God. So chill and let my father do his job.
The soul and pepper's got it swinging again. 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 The soul and pepper's got it swinging again.
You on the phone, you said?
Yeah.
Is your brain broke?
I
don't. Do you have a brain?
Feeling like Kai, I'm out to climb by infinity, down to earth, bitch, on the side, ain't feeling me, can't believe you don't mess, got the best of me, leaving dust tracks, say goodbye, honey, feel the backlash, from my gangsta lean, flying first class, to my destiny, all of my ladies was right, you ain't enough for me, fuck it, I tried, but you took better care of your right, you had the audacity to let me text me, I don't know how I miss the signs, you wanted a trophy, chauvinist low-key, look on me, I ain't your prize, thank God I realized you done.
Felt like someone really crossed a line before with you. Yeah, I thought I cried a lot before this shit all happened. Yeah, I thought it was insane. But oh my bro, I know you're bad. Wishing for a link, but I know for sure you're mad. Accountable as fuck beside you.
Here's I Am Yours' group pick.
So we have Unravel Me by Sabrina Claudio, and it was produced by a Victoria-based producer named Stint.
Who we love.
We freaking love
all of his production. And hopefully someday we would love to work with him. Stint, if you're listening.
You hear that? You hear that?
Our second pick is one of our own. It is called Breathless. And it was an interesting story. Mikey and I recorded this song at 7 a.m. in a concrete room on a freezing cold morning. Didn't think much of it, other than, of course, we love the song. But we were really lucky in that it got picked up in a popular TV show called Wynonna Earp for the first makeout scene ever that their cult following has been waiting for between the two female lead characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a female-led lesbian sci-fi show called Wynonna Earp. And their fans are, how do you say, ravenous?
Yeah, they're the best.
Rabid fans. And so they have turned into a huge part of I Am Noir's journey. And it's been an honor to be a part of their culture.
Yeah, for real. The song has also made its way into the pole dancing community as of late, and we're not mad about it.
Nope.
Yeah, the fans have ended up being so... so communicative too, and we actually had somebody, Portia, come from Dallas to our listening party. We actually flew out to just come and listen to 3033 with us and all of our homies in Vancouver and just hang out. So yeah, it's been pretty crazy to see how that song took its course.
Thank you, Wynonna.
Yeah, and that Sabrina Claudio song with Stint was just, it was a song that we all anchored ourselves to when producing 3033 and also Little Death, because of the way that the electronic production that Synth had done, not only was it just fantastic production on its own, but it did so much work to support Sabrina. Mm-hmm. And the line between production and vocalist was completely crossed. They became one entity. So that's something that we've always tried to emulate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on.
Let's go.
Something in the sun or the air. It's making me want to run away from here. I know that you want me to stay with you, but no. So I keep on making excuses, but the sun, the earth, the rays of days are numbered. Why? Something about the season that we're in. That's making me think that we're not supposed to do this. Mm-hmm. I know that you're trying to understand, but you can't. Cause I keep on making excuses about the fall, the rise, and how my mind is ruptured, wired, and I'm tired of. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to our segment. We've got a couple more for you before you go.
And they are two singles, two cuts off the new album, My Molecules, which is out very, very soon.
June 25th, baby.
Yeah.
We got vinyls for the first time. So please hit us up if you want some.
The two tracks are Sad Girls and Bird's Eye. And these are two of our favorite cuts off of the record. They kind of embody the attitude we took towards the record, which was, no, we want to bang out, but we're sad about it.
Yeah.
Sad Girls Club.
Definitely.
Sad Girls Club.
So again, thank you so much for listening to Phone Bill on CITR Radio. We are IMUR, signing off.
Bye.
I got issues that I fight, I lose. Caught in my feelings, I try, but not dating. If I learn to cope, so I turn to dope. From the reading, stuck watching the ceiling. I am paralyzed. Is this my demise? Just being real. Just being honest. How could you want this? And making no promise. Things will get better. Thought it was over. Now
you want this and I cannot promise things will get better. Thought it was over, now that I'm sober and I'm getting older.
Just
with a bird's eye view, I hit a rock bottom.
Cannot be completed as dialed. Please consult your directory and call again or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording.